You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
For City Counselling this week, I speak to Councillor Lotu Fully about yesterday's Auckland Port announcement. Under a new plan, the port would stay under council control despite Mayor Wayne Brown previously investigating a 35-year lease for the port. The plan also includes returning Captain Cook Wharf and Marsden Wharf to Auckland Council, as well as increasing public access to Bledisloe Wharf. I also ask about the Whanganui Council passing a motion calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. I started by asking Lotu Fully to explain yesterday's port announcement.
So the Mayor announced alongside the Port of Auckland CEO, Roger Gray, and also the Maritime Union Secretary Grant Williams, that Auckland Council will now be taking the proposed lease of the port off the table. That was the Mayor's proposal. He had proposed to put the lease up, to put the port out for lease, for a 35-year lease. That was part of the long-term plan, but now he's taken that off the table, partly because he knows that he doesn't have the support of the councillors around the governing body.
Why is it so important for Auckland Council to retain control over the port and the waterfront?
Well, it's such an important strategic asset for Auckland and for Aucklanders. For one, it is the seaport. It's, you know, one of the main entrance points into the city and into the country. And for two, of course, it has a huge economic benefit for us as a council, but also for Aucklanders. If you think of all of the imported and it does have an export element, but it's mainly for the imported goods that we get. You know, everything that we buy, most of it comes through either the seaport or the airport. So it is really important that we retain ownership of it. We're a 100% stakeholder. We own all of the shares for the benefit of Aucklanders. So it's really important that that remains with us, with Aucklanders, and doesn't go out for lease, which potentially could have seen it in private hands or even in foreign hands.
And the agreement also resulted in the handing back of Captain Cook Wharf and Marsden Wharf to council, as well as negotiated public access to parts of Bledisloe Wharf. Why was expanding council access to the wharf so important as well?
I think we've seen over the years an increase in the number of cruise ships coming into Auckland, but it's been a little bit haphazard. So this will allow for better planning for that going forward. So a better way for Auckland to manage that. It opens up some more of that beautiful public space as well for public use. So now, of course, it's up to Auckland Council to find the money and the Te Panuku to find the money to develop that better. And the ports of Auckland as well have some plans for developing Bledisloe Wharf to make that more accessible for themselves, but also for cruise ships coming in and for the future as well. So there's huge potential there, definitely.
What does the future of the waterfront look like now for Aucklanders?
Yeah, well, that's the thing now. It's a bit of a blank canvas for us. So the ports of Auckland, Roger Gray, he's assured us that they will be able to use the footprint they've got left. They'll be able to use that much more productively and efficiently, and therefore will increase the benefits in terms of dividends to Auckland. And now Eke Panuku as well and Auckland Council have a beautiful open space, prime land right there on the waterfront that we can now develop as well. But of course, we've got to find the money to do that. And there's potential for that space to be transformed and to be, you know, a beautiful waterfront for Auckland and for New Zealand.
A few days ago, Whanganui Council called for a ceasefire in Gaza. Is this something Auckland Council is considering?
We've been really focused on the LTP discussion, so we haven't really formally sat down and discussed the ceasefire. Of course, it's something that we as council and we as New Zealanders are really concerned about. But for the time being, I think Auckland Council just backs the position of the government. And we know the government has advocated for some time now for a humanitarian ceasefire. And we continue to support that call as well. But as a council ourselves, we haven't actually sat down and passed any resolution like that. We may discuss that once the LTP stuff is done and dusted.
And is a ceasefire something you personally support?
Yeah, I do personally. Look, I don't see the value in losses of life, and especially when it involves so many civilians and children, you know, and all of that we see across the news media. It's not good for the people of Gaza or Palestine or even the people of Israel. And yeah, I would support a full ceasefire, as well as some plans going forward for how they might find a sustainable and long-term way to coexist together in that space. But, it's a conflict that's been going on for decades.
When can we expect the LTP discussions to finish so things like a ceasefire in Gaza can be discussed?
Well, next week on the 13th of May, the mayor will release his proposal, his final proposal. Then we will debate that on the 16th of May, and we will hopefully be able to reach some decisions on the 16th of May. It may take a couple of days after that if we're not all in agreement. And then it will be formally passed in June at our governing body meeting. So that should be done by the end of June.
That was Councillor Lotu Fully on the new Auckland Port Plan and Whanganui Council calling for a ceasefire in Gaza.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.